Thanks so much for joining us for WCRB In Concert. I'm Alan McClellan. And tonight, it's Monteverdi's Orfeo in a brilliant production recorded by WCRB at the 2015 Boston Early Music Festival. Next weekend, you have a chance to see and hear a Boston Early Music Festival opera production up close and in person. The Boston Early Music Festival presents Versailles, Portrait of a Royal Domain, including two operas, Charpentier's Les Plaisirs de Versailles and Lalande's Les Fontaines de Versailles. There will be two performances, Saturday, November 26th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, November 27th at 3 p.m. at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. You can find details on our website, classicalwcrb.org. Now back to Monteverdi's Orfeo from the 2015 Boston Early Music Festival. At the end of Act Two, Orfeo has just headed off to Hades to try to persuade the ruler of the underworld to allow his beloved Eurydice to return to life. At the beginning of Act Three, he is led to the entrance to the underworld, where he comes face to face with Charonte, the ferryman who carries the souls of the dead across the river Styx. Charonte refuses to take Orfeo across. He's still alive, after all. But when Orfeo takes up his lyre and gets inspired by his love for Eurydice, Charonte is charmed to sleep, and Orfeo makes his way across. In Act Four, the queen of Hades, Proserpina, is convinced by Orfeo's pleas and begs her husband Plutone to allow Eurydice to leave the underworld. The king of the dead agrees, but then insists that as Orfeo leads Eurydice to the light, he must not look back at her. So Orfeo sets out, but he soon starts to doubt whether his beloved is really following him. When he hears a mysterious noise, he can't resist anymore and turns his head, only to see Eurydice disappearing into the shadows. She sings, "So through too much love do you lose me?" And the chorus sings that Orfeo, having overcome Hades, has in turn been overcome by his passions. As Act Five opens, Orfeo laments the loss of his beloved Eurydice. He consecrates his lyre to her memory, but then resolves that his heart will never again be pierced by love's arrow. His father, the sun god, Apollo, appears to remind him that nothing lasts on earth. He invites Orfeo to join him in the heavens, where he will contemplate Eurydice's likeness in the stars. The chorus then celebrates Orfeo's immortality, singing that all mortal suffering shall be transformed into heavenly grace. The concluding acts of Monteverdi's Orfeo, a work from the very beginnings of opera in the early 17th century, performed in the 21st century at the 2015 Boston Early Music Festival. Tenor Aaron Sheehan plays the role of Orfeo, soprano Marie Asselin is Eurydice, baritone Marco Bussi is Plutone, the king of the underworld, and soprano Teresa Wakeham is his wife, Proserpina. The vocal ensemble and chamber ensemble of the Boston Early Music Festival with the Dark Horse Consort are all conducted by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs.
Solo gli occhi miei portano il Just goes by. all'inferno non già covunque stassi.
Il digital ma in ma cadavero e il felicio, primo farò del cielo dell'inferno. Onde qual è mia sorte, in questo onor di morte da te, cor mio lontano, chiami tuo nome infano. E pregando e piangendo, io mi consumi. Rendetemi il mio ben, rendetemi il mio ben, rendetemi il mio ben,
Yeah. contra l'ordin fatale, Orfeo ricorri. La cria che traga il piede a questi abissi non mai volga per lei gli aghi del lume e di perdita eterna gli sia aperta cagion un solo sguardo e non si stabilisca.
Sia più vaga di celeste di letto, se t'abbandoni il marital tuo letto. Pietà
Sai nel Tartario regno piegato tuo. und alto sole stelle danzeranno in dir o tardo resti. Io per te
Grazie sue, cortese. fare ogni altro, tu suoi ton fu scarso. Ogni lingua, ogni lode, a te conviensi, calvergasti, fastosa ben quanto d'onor più degna. O la trettone son superbi perfide, perché gli adore dispiegati instabili, privo di segni ed ogni pensier nobile. Onde ragion o clavigor non lodansi, Vinci non fiat mai che per vil femmina, amor con aureo strar il cor trafica mi.
Tanto se non seguissi il tuo fedel consiglio.
Who sows in sorrow reaps the fruit of all grace, the concluding chorus of Monteverdi's Orfeo. On WCRB In Concert, we've just heard a complete performance of Orfeo in WCRB's own recording at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall as part of the 2015 Boston Early Music Festival. We heard tenor Aaron Sheehan as Orfeo, soprano Mireille Asselin as Eurydice, with the Boston Early Music Festival Vocal Ensemble and Chamber Ensemble, and the Winds of the Dark Horse Consort, led by music directors Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odette. I'm Alan McClellan. Tonight's story of Orfeo is one that's been retold over and over again by many opera composers over the years. Later this evening, Chris Voss brings you a recording by Les Arts Florissants of a version by French composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier. So stick around for that, coming up at 9 o'clock on WCRB's Sunday Night at the Opera. Every couple of years, musicians and early music lovers from around the world gather here in Boston for an event that's been described as the most important and influential early music event in the world. And every festival features an operatic centerpiece. In 2007, it was French opera, Ciche by Jean-Baptiste Lully. And every festival also features a grand concert by the Opera Orchestra. So in 2007, the orchestra came up with the idea of presenting a suite of favorite pieces by one of the greatest composers of the French Baroque, Jean-Philippe Rameau, as co-artistic director Paul Audet explains.
It's a kind of imaginary suite that we put together of a favorite overture, two favorite chacons, favorite tambourins and rigadons, and so on, just to try and show the total scope of Rameau's genius, from the most wild storm music to the gentlest sleep scenes, and his brilliance of orchestration with everything from trumpets and drums to cute little piccolos on their own to very colorful bassoon writing, which was a hallmark of Rameau.
Let's hear it now, a potpourri of instrumental pieces from three Rameau operas, Nais, Dardanus, and Les Boreades, played by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, led by Paul Audet and Stephen Stubbs, recorded in concert by Classical Radio Boston, 99.5 WCRB.
Thank you.
On Classical Radio Boston, 99.5 WCRB, we've just heard a suite of pieces from the operas of French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau, as performed in concert at Jordan Hall by the orchestra of the 2007 Boston Early Music Festival, led by co-artistic directors Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs. Earlier this evening, we heard Monteverdi's Orfeo from the 2015 festival, and there's an opportunity next weekend to hear a Banff opera production in person when the Boston Early Music Festival presents Versailles, Portrait of a Royal Domain, Saturday, November 26th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, November 27th at 3 p.m. at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. And you can find details at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Just ahead, join Chris Voss for WCRB's Sunday Night at the Opera, an opera from the French tradition Rameau inherited. It's Charpentier's Descent of Orpheus into the Underworld on WCRB's Sunday Night at the Opera. Our thanks to the musicians and staff of the Boston Early Music Festival, and thanks to WCRB's lead engineer, Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan. Thank you for listening to In Concert from Classical Radio Boston, 99.5 WCRB.